Making up the budget for an event is not that easy. Sponsoring is for some events crucial to get the bills paid. But how do you get marketeers to put money on the table? Sean Obadi knows the secrets of seducing sponsors. He is founder of SponsorHive.com, an online marketplace for event sponsoring. Hi Sean, thank you to come into our show.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about sponsoring, but as an event organizer, where do you start?
Well, where do we start? Basically, I think sponsorship has to be seen as the most difficult area to secure, especially mm-hmm. for smaller events. And for brands as well, they have a stake in what's going on because they want to communicate their brand to people, but mm-hmm. sometimes they have difficulty in actually choosing how to go about that process. So there's lots of inefficiencies in terms of how sponsorship is managed and how it's actually acquired.
Okay.
And that's what we believe we can help to use technology to actually solve that problem.
Okay. And when you start to make a pitch for sponsors, how do you do that? How do you structure your pitch?
Well, I think just like anything else, what we tend to see is we work with different events organizers. And one of the things we tend to see is the fact that most people don't know how to sell the event very well.
Okay.
It should be easier because you know what event your event is, but sometimes it's very hard to articulate that to explain to the brand what they get out of sponsoring you or sponsoring your event. So it tends to be relationship based, and so it's easier to actually pick up the phone and call your friend who runs a certain company or who runs a certain division. But when you actually translate that to a bigger brand, it doesn't work. So the fact that it's still relationship-based, it in it itself is a problem because not everybody knows everybody.
No, and I can suppose a sponsor doesn't like the sponsor just because he knows you, but he wants to get value, I suppose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, in terms of scale, that's where it doesn't work very well. So if you want to scale your sponsorship, if you want to reach different segments, maybe a tech crowd or a marketing crowd or whatever mm-hmm. segment you want to actually reach, for the time being, there's no platform that allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's an opportunity, but it's been a problem over the last few years.
And what is the impact of you're talking about technology, but what is then the impact of technology on the whole sponsoring, making sponsored deals?
Well, technology allows us to actually do the matching. So the brands can actually sit in their offices and pick whatever segment they want to target for that week or for that month or for whatever period they want to actually communicate their brand. It could be a new product that's been launched, and with that product, they have to communicate a certain message to certain people.
Yeah.
Sometimes the technology allows us to do is to actually target different people and get different feedback depending on what segment they're in.
And that's what SponsorHive, your platform, is doing.
Absolutely, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about SponsorHive?
Well, SponsorHive is a platform, a marketplace that allows anybody with an audience to actually monetize that audience. But also for the sponsors that I can actually pick and choose what areas to get involved with
mm-hmm.
or what events to sponsor. But one of the problems that I was mentioning earlier, one of the problems is to actually pick and choose or actually decide how to go about different emails and phone calls that come into the inboxes on a daily basis asking for sponsorship.
Yeah.
So taking all those inefficiencies away, it allows both the brand not only to have a systematic way of managing sponsorship, but also for event organizers, they actually.
And your platform is only UK based or is it worldwide?
It's UK based for the time being because we launched about 3 months ago.
Oh, but congratulations with the launch then.
Thank you. So it was a soft launch. But our plan is to actually serve the European market because we believe the European market is really badly served, because first of all, different languages, that means there's inefficiencies in terms of if you're speaking Dutch or speaking French or English, it tends to be language based.
Yeah.
However, you know, it should be pretty much, it's all the same aspects, because all the event organizers have the same things or they want the same things. Yet they're different brands that want to communicate different areas. So we believe by having a European-based platform, you can actually reach out to different parts of the European countries.
Yeah. And what is it sponsors are looking for in events? Because a lot of events, if they offer sponsoring, what does the sponsor get? Is a banner at the entrance of the event and that's it. But I think maybe that's not what they are looking for.
No, that's not what they're looking for. And the banner side of things, that's the old way of sponsoring.
Yeah.
So we're actually saying sponsorship hasn't caught up to the mobile age. It hasn't caught up to the social age. The way people attend events nowadays has changed. And what you tend to see is everybody now attends an event with an iPhone or an iPad.
Yeah.
And they tend to actually be Twittering or, you know, using different social networks, talking about what's going on, whether it's a speaker or whatever, it's whether it's a brand or somebody that's just met. So that conversation, we believe, is very important in terms of capturing and sometimes even embedding some of the messages within that conversation, because you can get instant feedback. Yep. on your brand perception, for example. If you're sponsoring an event and you've given away products, we can actually find out what people are saying, talking about your product during the event, or even after the event, or before the event. So as a brand, that's very useful, because you get insights that normally you wouldn't actually get when you just put up a banner and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. I found this a very inspiring interview, Sean. I really want to thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.